My name is Catherine. I'm 10 years old and fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Hilda Fu. A thing that I learned from my Best in the World interview with Hilda Fu is that when you go through hard times, it's always good to be flexible. Hilda said that when you are stubborn and you don't accept the things that are in front of you, you're not going to get anywhere in life. You may not even get anywhere in general. Hilda loved her life while growing up in Hong Kong. She went to a school for girls only. They called it a college because in Hong Kong, they called high school colleges. Their main focus in school was studying. However, her high school principal said that they should start doing physical sports in school. This was unusual in Hong Kong at the time. Her principal also felt that the students should learn music. Hilda and some of her friends were inspired by this and created a band called Tomorrow 7. They came in fourth place in a singing competition. Tomorrow 7 also had a small recurring role in a TV show. Hilda met her husband at a party in Hong Kong her senior year of high school. He was from Hong Kong but was attending a university in America. After he returned to America, they couldn't communicate a lot because phone calls were really expensive. So they wrote letters to each other each day. She saw her husband, who was just still her boyfriend at the time, in the summer every year. When she graduated from her university in Hong Kong, he asked her to come live with him in America. She agreed. Hilda didn't miss home a lot after moving to America. She was looking forward to traveling. After all, she did say, "It's always good to be flexible when you don't accept the things in front of you. You don't get anywhere in life or in general." I'm really thankful for Hilda because she gave up her spare time to talk with my group. We love learning about her interesting past and hopes about the future in America. And I could relate to her feelings when she got here. For example, whenever I've gone to a new country for 3 weeks or 4 weeks, I've been kind of scared. I've also been excited to see what there was for me to see. Every time we had to take a long, long walk, I've always tried to be flexible. I hope other fifth graders can have a similar experience in future years. I can't wait to listen to her story again in the story box.